from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I hope the sea of dreams is fair for you, because it's time to set sail. Kind of, like I say, but you never left, you set sail, but you never left the harbor, Scoots. You were just puttering around. And I'd say exactly, because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. All right, but Scoots here, and this is where I talk about, like, supporting the show. So this is really only for regular listeners. If you count on Sleep With Me or you use Sleep With Me on a regular basis, you're a long-term listener. Like, does Sleep With Me do anything unique for you, right? Is it a part of your life in it's a unique way? Like, when you just discovered the show or it started helping you, you're like, wow, I had no idea this existed, but I was looking for it. And then does it provide something for you? Is it unique and does it provide some? Does it do anything for you? Like, does it help you fall asleep or take your mind off of stuff so you could fall asleep? Or does it keep you company? Does it distract you during the day? So is it unique or somewhat unique? And does it do anything for you? If the answers are yes to the both of those, like, how much is that? Is that worth anything to you? How much are those things, the unique part and whatever it does for you, worth to you? But the other question is, like, if Sleep With Me went away, like, what would you be willing, like, would that change what it's worth to you? Would it change the value proposition? To get it back, oh yeah, I'd pay $50 a month, and you don't even have a tier at that level. So just think about that. But if any of that resonates with you, don't wait. We really are in a position now where for at least a time, I'm going to have to kind of really work hard to get more people involved in supporting the show. We have the listeners. It's just getting the attention of enough listeners, a small percentage of people, but people that are said, oh, okay, I'll do it now. You just go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus and sign up, support the show. Even if you're not sure, sign up for all the trials are 7 days, and then you could change your mind. But at least then you've done something. You said, yes, it's unique. Yes, it really means something to me. Yes, it does something for me. And no, I don't want to wait. Like, I don't want it to go away. So thanks. Think about that. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. To put it simply, Odoo is built to save. Odoo saves time, Odoo saves money, but most importantly, Odoo saves businesses. That's right, Odoo's superhero software rescues companies from the perils of disconnected platforms. And Odoo's utility belt of user-friendly applications puts the power of total business management in the palm of your hand. Learn more at odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, saving the world one business at a time. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claritin, tonight's sponsor, for supporting this episode and providing me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D, the double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available, relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, what part of the podcast I need you to hear. It's where I thank the listeners who supported the sponsors, and I want to thank Linz, who got some sheets from Brooklyn and tagged me, tagged Brooklyn in a social media post. That's a huge, huge help for the show. I'm trying to do these Sleepy Supporter Zones as fast as I can. They're helping us add more and more episodes of the back catalog into the feed. Thanks to listeners like Linz, supporting sponsors, letting them know about it. If you support a sponsor, tag them, tag me in a social media post, give them a call, send them an email and let me know at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. Second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need. If you're in need of extra help right now, there's links in our show notes to international resources you could connect with right now. And it's also about supporting the members of our community. And I'm still looking for listeners who've supported Migrant Justice. I'm looking to hear from people. If you supported Migrant Justice, if you checked out their Milk with Dignity program, if you learned more, if you donated, let me know about it. And that is the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on the show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Poster Song. Sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes too. Carl W. The Legend. Also edits episodes. Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer. Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bard. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. That's where you can find me. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'll do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever is keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts you're thinking about, you know, things on your mind. There's room, like, here's the thing. Have I said this on the podcast before? There's room for your rumination here. But that doesn't have to do with that. But whatever you're thinking about, thoughts, it could be feelings, emotions coming up for you. They could be feelings about the past, present, or the future, just there. And it could be physical sensations. It could be changes in time or temperature, schedule, routine. Could be mysterious, or you could be out on a mystery. You know, you could be trying to sleep in a mystery machine. And I'd say, well, depend on the sleep situation in the mystery machine would be like, well, are Shaggy and Scooby in there? Because no offense to either one of them. But I would put, like, if you said, Scooch, I know you don't know the difference between an adverb and an adjective. So could you give me either an adverb or an adjective? Top five you would consider when you think about sharing, like, the mystery machine with Shaggy and Scooby. And I'd say pungent, for sure. I mean, multiple pungents, because you know what they're up to. And I'd say pungent, yeah. And also, I'd say, overall, I would need more airflow. I don't think I could share a van with them. But I think I've gone off topic. So whatever's keeping you awake, I'd like to take your mind off of that. What I propose and will attempt to do is create a safe place with plenty of room for your rumination. So your rumination has room to roam. Sleep With Me podcast, where your rumination has room to roam. Now, if I could trademark that, I would trademark it. Sleep With Me podcast, where rumination comes to roam. Come on down. Sleep With Me podcast. We got Roman Ruminations for the kids. I feel a bit like our friend from the movie whose name you can't say three times. Oh, boy. We also have our new fun park with our world-famous ride, the Ruminator. Explore room after room after room in the rooms of rumination. That's our fun house. Don't forget, we also have Tube Town and the other things I forgot that I invented. Tube Town, I remember. There was another one, though. A place where you can make as many mud pies as you want. We got the mud bog. Oh, I'm supposed to be opening a sleep podcast. Sorry, I'm not opening rooms of rumination. Probably not a good idea. Well, you're right. That's why we have plenty of rooms, so they can roam away. They can go off. You say, go ahead. I'm going to lie down here in this safe place, and you can wander off a safe place. So I'll send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. A pointless meander, superfluous tangents. You've already seen those. Here's another one. Plenty of room, even for a... What's a word? I can't think of a word that has to do with pungent smells. Other than that's too strong a word, like R-A-N-K. And I say, well, see, I don't want to say that about Scooby and Shaggy. I can't presume that. I guess you could see an R.I.P. sounds a little bit too like that. There's so much room, not just for rumination, but for them to just wander around. We got high ceilings here. But what I really mean is I'm here to keep you company while you fall asleep. Now, if you're new, if you're a regular listener, what up? When was the last time I talked about any of this stuff? I don't think where rumination comes to roam. Let me know about this. We got our Rhine River, ruminating about the Rhine River and the Rhone River tour. That's one on our blue sky list. When you come into where we may expand the park. Problem is I can't even remember some of the other places. You know, I know Tube Town. That's where you can inflate tubes, play with tubes. It's an inner tube. It's Tube Town. But I know I had another place I invented to go along with it. Different lands within my mind. Oh, if you're new, though, you might be unfamiliar with the landscape of my mind. Or you might not be used to having free-range rumination, where you say, no, around here, these parts, ruminations run free. I mean, within the boundaries of the podcast, that's what we do here. So that you don't have to keep an eye on them. We will. Don't worry. Let them run. Let that rumination run free. Or, not totally free because, yeah, we have boundaries here. That way it's a safe place. Oh, but if you're new, this podcast does take some getting used to. I'll kind of explain a couple of things, but I just want to give you a heads up right away. Of course, if you're coming here skeptical or doubtful or even confused, that makes sense, because if you've probably heard other sleep advice your whole life, and so you're going to be skeptical. That's a hell. You say, wait a second, my ruminations could just run around all they want. I don't know. You say, yeah, I know you're skeptical. Totally makes sense. So let me tell you why I make the show before I get to all the nuts and bolts kind of stuff. I make the show for two reasons. I've been there. Last night, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. So I know how it feels in the deep, dark night. I know what that means and how it feels emotionally and physically and the impact it has on you. So that's one reason. If I can create something that makes bedtime less of a rigmarole, part of me was proud that just happened to accidentally rhyme with rumination. I guess it doesn't technically rhyme with it. Rhyme and ruminations. Yeah, that's our performance later. Oh, but if I can make it something that you feel neutral about bedtime, you look forward to, that would be my honor. But also, you deserve a good night's sleep. You really do. And while I can't provide that for everybody, I'm honored to do it for whoever I can. Because if you get the rest you need, your life's going to be better tomorrow. You'll be able to cope, or you start to develop a routine to live your life and maybe live it a little bit fuller. And all those things mean our entire world is a better place if your world's a better place. And that is really important to me. So those are reasons I make the show. Okay, what else do you need to know? Oh, show takes 2 or 3 tries to get used to for most listeners. And that's not marketing speak, because who would market themselves that way? It just does. It's very different. Some of the very different things about the show, one is this is a podcast you don't really listen to. You just kind of barely pay attention to it. A little bit like background noise that you're kind of listening to. So just listen loosely if you can, like watching the clouds floating by. It's also a podcast that doesn't put you to sleep. That's not my job. My job is to be here and keep you company, take your mind off of stuff, be here so you don't need to listen to me. You can kind of listen to me, and I'll be here all night. And if you can't sleep, I'm going to be here all night for you. The episodes are around an hour, and I'm here working on the show from the beginning to the end. And if you need to, you could queue up episode after episode after episode. So that's why I make the show. Those are 2 things. Podcasts you don't really listen to, and it doesn't put you to sleep. Other things that can be tough for new listeners and totally make sense is the structure of the show. Really throws people off because this isn't a regular podcast. It's a podcast to put you to sleep and keep you company. So the show starts off with a greeting. Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, so you feel seen and welcome. Like I said, I'm trying to create a free-range rumination, you know, whatever, Romanesque. Have you seen our Romanesque columns in our rumination room? No. So, what was I saying? Oh, podcast. Oh, structure of the show. So then there's listener support, like resources for listeners and community building type stuff. Then there's support for the show, so it can come out twice a week for free. That's Patreon, and that's our sponsors and the people that support our sponsors. Then, and there's like listener stuff tucked in there too. Then there's an intro, and the intro goes from like 10 to 20 minutes long. We're in the middle of it. It is a show within a show. It's not an essential part of the podcast, but it's a piece of it, usually like 25 to 33% of the show. And some people skip it. They don't like the fact of the business, and then they try to skip the intro, and then they feel like the intro is part of the business. It is separate from the business. It's a business, as Richard Pryor once said, we're in the business of doing business, or whatever he said on Brewster's Millions. I'm in the business of not knowing what business I'm in and getting mixed up, like creating a rumination, free roam rumination business. And maybe we could get the B-52s to rewrite a song about it. Rome rumination, Rome around not the world, but this general area. Rome where you want to, so I don't have to, you know, my thoughts will have wings without you or something. I don't know. We'll, you know, get Fred Schneider on the phone. Don't really, because I got to finish this intro. Also, I wouldn't know what to say anyway. Also, like, holy cow, I don't know Fred Schneider's big farm status. So, like, let me just, okay. I sent love out there via my heart. Okay, so, intro goes on and on and on because I keep getting distracted while I try to talk about the podcast. And then I go, you know, I go off topic. I get mixed up. I indulge these strange thoughts I have. And that's why it's a show within a show, because it's slowly creating some distance from daytime, evening time for you to bedtime and sleep time. So for regular listeners, 2 to 3% of people skip the intro, start the show 20 minutes. About 2 or 3,000 people listen to story only episodes on Patreon. But most other listeners, they listen to the intro in a few different ways. And there's probably a variety, like a billion different ways or more. And when you count in the multiverse, people are probably listening, you know, there may be fish, you know, maybe there's undersea beings listening to the show. Why of all the multiverse? That's what I thought of. I don't know why, but So the intro is, the goal is to ease you into bedtime. That's why it goes on and on and on. So you could do your bedtime routine, or you could get ready for bed, or you could be in bed getting comfortable, snuggling up, whether it's with your pillows like me, or your pets or your loved ones. Maybe you're listening with your favorite child. Whatever it is, the intro goes on and on and on to ease you into bedtime. It's like a landing strip. Then there's more business. That's just how we keep the show free. And then there's a bedtime story. Tonight it'll be a tale of Lady Witchbeard. How did I not? One of my favorite characters I've ever spent time with, and I mispronounced her name. But it's an episodically modular series, so you can listen in any order. Just a little bedtime story about a lady who's a witch and a pirate. And then there's the thank yous at the end of the show. So that's why I make the show. That's how the show is structured. And I'm really glad you're here. Like I said, give it a few tries. It is not for everybody. Some people have already started writing non-positive reviews. If before you do that, if you're still with me, go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thank you. Maybe there's another sleep podcast on there that'll help you out. But yeah, it doesn't work for everybody, but give it a few tries. I really, really do hope it works for you. I appreciate you coming by. I work really hard. I yearn and I strive. And here's a few of the ways I'm able to be here for you free twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claritin, tonight's sponsor, for supporting this episode and providing me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D, the double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available, relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it's time for another episodically modular episode of our series, Tales of Lady Witchbeard. They're tales of Lady Witchbeard. She's a witch, she's a pirate, she's a heroine, and she's in the middle of an adventure that's episodic, so you can listen to it in any order. Just in case you missed all the other episodes, those are just prequels. You say, wow, just like the movies, I could go watch this now that I've seen this episode and slept through it and not listen to it. I could also fall asleep to all those other episodes too, and I don't really have to worry. Now, if you're a completist, totally understand it, but it really is designed so you could start now. I think this is episode 9. Then go listen to 1 through 8 or listen to 8, 7, 6, 5. And you say, wow, that's a fun way to do it. If you do that, let me know because that's cool. But if you want to listen one through whatever, you could listen. Yeah, you can do it that way too. That's the beauty of podcast technology, making a playlist in your podcast app. But I just wanted to put you at ease that don't worry, I'm going to catch you up on everything. I guess that's what I'm supposed to be doing, but I got distracted. So what's happened with, or who's Lady Witchwood? She's a witch, she's a pirate. She lives in the world of the 13 seas, though she's been in our world too. That's how I came across her. I was working as a DAW at a bed and breakfast where she was, well, two different times I came across her doing some R&R. As the old, that's how pirates relax, get that, and she said that she didn't think, she didn't find it funny either. It's funny because she didn't find that funny, even though. And I said, Lady Witchbeard, did I tell you, are you here for R&R or R&R? And she said, I'm resting, please. So I met her the first time. We had some adventures. Then she had to have some more adventures to kind of clean up after a mess I left behind. Then she needed R&R again. Then I came and I said, you know, once you've been on an adventure with Lady Witchbeard, you know, life is not as quite as adventurous. And, you know, those of us that have worked with amazing leaders before, you know, once you've been under, I don't know if that's being under her tutelage, but it is like, it is a safe place to be in, like when you're working with Lady Witchbeard, even when you're on an adventure, you feel safe and cared for. So, of course, I wanted more of that. So eventually went on another adventure based on the song Brandy, or based on the fact that I kept playing that, I kept trying to play songs that would, so Lady Witchwood said, there's a myth like that back in our world of the 13 Seas. Meanwhile, at the same time, Lady Witchwood had let her piracy credentials run out with the Pirates Guild, or whatever the other words you use that I always forget, certifications. So she was supposed to become an apprentice to this other, this pirate Don Dankle, to kind of reacquire her certifications. She didn't really like that, but then we headed off on this Brandy adventure. Then we kind of at first ran afoul of Don Dankle. Then Don Dankle ended up going under Lady Witchbeard's tutelage, because Don Dankle, I guess, was so comfortable. Like, well, the Piracy Guild seems like it's not functioning right now. So Don Dankle, there was, this never happened in an episode, but I would assume, because it was a private conversation, I wasn't there, that they had a conversation like, Lady Witchwood, you know, you know, I'm comfortable as a leader, but you're even, you know, maybe I should learn some more leadership from you. Something like that. I'm just guessing. Like, work together as equals with you at the head. Those aren't conversations a lot of people have. They say, wow, like, you're a little bit more competent than me, so I'll be, you know, I don't know. But I'm just guessing that that was a conversation. It could have gone, you know, could have been, Lady Witchbeard could have been leading that conversation too. But so that's how Don Dankle and I, or and Lady Witchbeard, are on this adventure. We thought we were going to look for Brandy, who loved the man who loved the sea. And then things, you know, as happens, we got more than we expected, especially in a sleep podcast way. We found out they were mining some sort of plant roots, and also they were looking for some sort of binding agents. And nudie poo, newt excrement, and it makes some sort of gel that seals up the sea. We also learned that Brandy was working with, again, when you're in the transverse plane, much like cinematic versions of the multiverse, a lot of stuff can happen. So apparently Brandy's working with some other witch from the past, from the witch's past, like some dominant figure. And so we found that out by returning to Lady Witchbeard's home and the witch world, which, so there's a world of the 13 seas. That's where our adventure mostly takes place. There's our world, whatever, Earth 2 or whatever they're calling it nowadays. Earth 1.0. I don't know. Like, sometimes I get it mixed up. There's also the witch world, but then there's the old witch world, still in the witch world, but the past. This dominant figure is from the mythology of the witch world. Somehow she came forward into the present of the witch world, which is parallel present at our world and the 13 realms, 13 seas. She's working with Brandy. I don't know. I can't remember how much more we inferred, but we know Brandy and this dominant, they're working. Oh, we do know. I think they're planning on sealing up the sea or gelatinizing the sea. Maybe, I don't know if this might be, I may be doing some exposition here that I would like that, we, like, Richard's like, this was exposition for the episode, Scoots. And I say, well, in the episode, I'm Daw. But so they're planning on turning the seas, all the 13 seas into jello. And then, I don't know, somehow that would make commerce more efficient for the witch world and the world of the 13 seas. Not benefit everyone, obviously. But those, you know, those ones, like, whatever, turning the wheel. Yeah, I guess that's it. Like, so Don Danko, Lady Witchbeard, and I, we had escaped from the witch world. Well, we were still in the witch world, but we're not there anymore. We got out of the witch world eventually. We were hiding out because Lady Witchbeard's family tried to make a deal to either get Lady Witchbeard mad or to turn us over to the, whoever this other figure is. I don't know if I caught their name. And so we got away from that. Good news. So we're on an adventure. I guess our next move will come up when the actual episode. And now our Hollywood announcers here, giving us their time, giving us their gravitas. Oh, I say Whoa. I can't even say gravitas or gravitas without getting distracted because there's so much of it oozing. Well, he's like a center of gravitas that I revolve around. Mr. Antonio Banderas, friends beyond the binary. The ladies, the gentlemen, the boys, the girls, it's time to have an adventure in tales of Lady Witchbeard. Splish, splash, yeah. Also, these congratulations on 1,000 episodes, Scooter. I know it's when we're recording this is coming up. And then we'll be at, I don't know what episode this will be, like 20 or 30. We're in uncharted territory, just like when you're on an adventure with the Lady Witchbeard. Thanks, Antonio. So you're going to be able, I did hear some sort of click with your mouth noise. I think it might be there. So I don't know if you're following all of the protocols, you know, that, I just wanted to make sure since this episode 1000, you know, I'm just trying to, let's touch base. Maybe we can make it we can talk about it over a game of Chrononauts or something. Maybe we could listen to some maybe watch some Sha-na-na and play some Chrononauts. Okay, Scooter. Okay, thanks. That's Antonio Banderas, and this is Tales of Lady Witchbeard. Okay, Lady Witchbeard, Don Danko. Let me just see if I understand everything clearly. So, there actually is a man who loves the sea, and you're thinking that it's not a metaphor, that he loves the sea, not in I guess it is. Isn't love? Is love? Here's the question, Lady Witchbeard: is love figurative and metaphorical and tangible? Or is it, I guess you'd say sometimes it is, or if you were if I talked to you, if I paid to talk to you, you'd say, well, I don't know, doll, what do you think? And I'd say, well, I think I just said what I think. I said, is it making something out of nothing at all? Okay, probably shouldn't go on another song to get distracted. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. It's simple. It's one thread we haven't tugged on. We've seen it's one thread through this whole thing. Oh, so this is like that sweater song? I don't know, Daw, but this is, think about the whole journey we've been on. And in some sense, I didn't even realize it either, but we've been looking for the man who loved the sea the whole time. But we were looking through the man who loved the sea. There is a long-standing myth in the 13 seas, Daw, of a man who loved the sea. And it's not just one, it's not a homogenized myth, Daw. There's different myths in different regions and different seas, you know, merpeople or cities under the sea or strange myths, you know, of I guess what you're saying, Daw, is actually, oh boy, I'm not believing what I'm saying. It's actually correct. Sometimes it's been figurative. Sometimes it's been more metaphorical. And sometimes I guess you'd say it's been tangible. There's been proof. So this is our last, otherwise, and I know this is strange coming from me, but not after dealing with my family and old community. At this point, I don't think we need to have direct conflict with, as things unfold. We need to get more information from, so the man, you're saying the man who loves the sea is real. Well, Daw, you're going to find that out, and you're like, so is that why you're buying time? Don Daco, could you talk to Daw and maybe help Daw get just to quickly, you know, suck on this gumball so that Daw can communicate with some fish and we can find out if there is a man who loved the sea? So, Daw, you just suck on that gumball because we really need you to talk to some fish to find out where the man who loved the sea will be. Okay, I'm going to put the gumball in. Which fish should I talk to? Well, we're in the herring capital here. And so talking to all these herring, one of them will know because this is a big, this is the area where all the 13 seas, all their business is talked about. Every tangent we could ever possibly go on. It can't explain it more. Just take the gumball, please. Okay. So, anybody know about a man? You were listening to our conversation. How you doing? Oh, you got all the info? Yeah, so how do I speak fish? I don't know. I just sucked on this gumball. You know, I made some friends with some newts earlier. And I'm looking for a man who loves the sea. Not in a obscure, like in a way that could be metaphorical or figurative. Or here's a question. Probably not for you, herrings. But what you're hearing is somehow not, it goes beyond words to something that makes sense in your minds, I guess. Hopefully, like the translation. I read this book recently, and the person, in the book, a fictional character in the book, Les, won an award but in a place where his book was translated. And he realized that the translator had kind of upwritten his book in the translation. So hopefully that's happening here with my communications with you. But you know what I mean? And just like all of you herrings, I'm guessing from what Lady Witchbeard said, love discussing what's going on in the world. Some may say gossip or rumor. Oh, beyond the sea, in a place of legend. Okay, can you tell me more? What would a place of legend be like? Or what would this place of legend? Okay, safe, withdrawn. Oh, but he's going to stay there forever. Okay, it's an isolated place. Does it have a name? Beyond the sea. That's what you call it. Are there other, so it's in the, is it beyond the sea? Or okay, it's in the, it's a sea beyond the sea. Okay. Are there sea, okay, there are sea creatures there. Okay, is there any other stuff I need to know about? Like, is it easy to get to? No. Oh, so because he's not coming back? So what do you mean? Oh, it's a sea you go to that you don't come back from? Is it, so is it a figure? Is it a real? Oh, it's a real place, so it's not. So it's tangible. It's not figuratively. You okay, you could come back if you could get back, but you can't get back. So you could, like, okay, so that's literal. You can't get back from there. But that's only possible. Oh, that's weird. I never thought to discuss this with Herrings or anybody. So something's only impossible, literally impossible, if it could be possible. That's quite a tangle. Because if it was impossible, then it'd just be, then it could be anything. Maybe I don't quite understand. Maybe, is there a way for me to talk to you and have you translate my thoughts back to me? No, like you can't up-translate my thoughts into something more sensible, huh? Okay. So any other stuff I need to know? Because I got to explain this in my own language without a gumball to interpret to Lady Witchbeard and Don Danko. You could see them up there, huh? They look pretty cool, huh? Okay, so no, that's all I need to know. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. No, you have a great day. I've always wanted to say that to a anybody. Okay, bye. Hey, Don Dankle. Hey, Lee Witchbeard. Am I speaking in fish or human? Oh, I guess so. Oh, yeah, melted, huh? Okay, so it didn't take much. So they knew exactly who we were talking about. And they said so the man who loves the sea is real. I thought that would take more time to figure out, but he's real. But apparently he's in a place beyond the sea, which made me think of something else. But they said not that beyond the sea, like a sea beyond the sea, but a real sea. But he's not coming back. So I don't know. Does that mean we shouldn't go find him? Let's see. Very isolated, never coming back. Other sea creatures there. So that's what I have so far. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Daw. Well, Don Dankle, it seems pretty clear that it's the 13th sea. Yes, Lady Witchbeard. Yes, Daw. It's the 13th sea. Place you can't return from, beyond the sea, beyond the sea. I don't know, Lady Witchbeard. I'm gonna have to trust your judgment on this. We can't even get there. Not only is it impossible to come back, it's impossible. I've never heard of. Of course, we've all heard of people going there, but not of coming back. Okay, so just want to touch base with both of you again. But you're talking, this is a real thing. This isn't like a big farm in the sky This is a real place, but it's impossible to get there and impossible to come back. Is it a paradise? Thank you, Don Dankle. So, Don, it's a real place. It's the 13th sea that you always said there's only 12 seas on the map. But, well, there's a lower sea, Daw. And it's a bit of a phenomenon. And we're headed there now. And there's a lot of currents that go there. There's a rift in the earth. I think in your world you have rifts in the earth and you have tectonic plates. And to use that analogy or those scientific concepts for your DAW, this tectonic plate would be much lower than all of the other plates surrounding it. So it's like a lower sea, but seas flow into it. They also flow around it, because otherwise you'd say there's a whole, all the seas drain into 13th sea. It's got some mountainous regions and some upwelling, and that part's confusing, Daw, but basically there's no way to get in because it's much lower. It's not like 10 feet lower or 100 feet lower. So we're presuming with what you're saying is that if you went to the 13th sea, you would, no one's ever come back from there. People have been at the edge of it or close to the edge. Like you can even see as we're approaching even at a distance, this mist flying in the sky. But if you were to go over a giant rift level waterfalls, is the way you might describe it in your world, there's not a way to get down there. So that's what Don Danico means when it says we're gonna. There's a one mountain range that overlooks it, but all you could see is mist in the waterfalls, and it's we'll be able to do it because between Don Danico and I. It's not a very smart idea to go. There's some sea currents that most of the sea creatures, now some sea creatures end up in there by accident, but most of the sea creatures in the world of the 13 seas, their systems are hardwired to go to these kind of like jet stream currents in the ocean that are due to upwelling. And I don't understand the physics of it, Don. But if you get in that, it'll carry you away, like a river within the sea, away from, like, there's equal poles almost, so you could be one or the other. And I think that's due to, I don't know. But so, it's not due to magic. But so, you can get to this mountain range and look down, but all you could see is mist. And I think that's a good place, so that's where we're headed. Like you said, by the power of Earth's here, but it's even, that's not what we're what's happening. So I don't know how we're going to get down there. Everyone fell asleep while I was talking, even I. Now we're here on the mountain. We just have to climb up around from the beach there. But yeah, so before you fell asleep and Danko, that's fine because we needed some time to rest. I don't know how we're going to get down there. And then if we do, yes, it is technically, no one knows. No one's ever come back. There's people that said they're the 13 seas, but their stories never checked out fully. So that's what the herring meant, that it's possible to get back within the realm of all possibilities, but it's terribly unlikely. But I think that I just don't see. I think this, there's times your gut is wrong, or there's times that things are pretending to be your gut, and Don Danko and I have talked about this in leadership and being yourself and confidence and dignity and all those things. And your gut, sometimes parts all parts of us have different agendas. All the parts of the crew externally may have different agendas and thoughts. And sometimes you have to make a decision based on your gut, that's not 100%. Your gut's not even 100%. And my gut is saying only 80%, Daw and Don Danko. So you don't have to go with me because I don't even know how we're going to get down there. Because if we just turn into birds, our feathers will get wet in the mist. And I don't know of any bird. So I don't know how we're even going to get down there. And I don't know how we're going to get back. Those are all 5%. We won't be able to get down there. 5% and 9% we won't be able to get back. And then some percent that the man who loves the sea won't be useful to us. But I think we have to go based on 80%. I'm not 80% confident. My gut is saying I'm 80% sure we need to go there, Lady Witchbeard. And for me, I say, well, okay, we could do something based on that 20% or the 10% is doubt, or 10% is at the actual logistics. Lady Witchbeard, you're doing like DAW math now. You know what I'm saying, DAW and Don Dankel. So if either of you have an idea of how to get down there, let me know, and then you two can decide. Lady Witchbeard, come on. You know Don, I mean, I can't speak for Don Dankel, but you know I'm coming with you. Yes, Lady Witchbeard, I'm coming with you as well. And it's quite a beautiful view from up here, almost like we have a view from a tower. And, but you're right, Lady Witchbeard, I don't see how we could just fly like birds. It would be a beautiful view, like to glide up here as a bird. Well, wait a second, Don Danko, Lady Witchbeard. You know, one of my favorite things to misquote is like, the myths around Daedalus and Icarus, because I'm not sure who those, like, if that's even the right, I know Icarus, though. They even made a game, I think it was like Icarus, it was called Kid Icarus. And what they did is, because I think about this, so they made gliders with bird wings and wax. And one thing I actually know is that when wax gets wet or cold, it becomes almost stronger, you know? And what if we, but they got too close to the sun, so it didn't work out for them. But if wax was not too close to the sun, what if we were birds with wax and bird feather gliders to cover our wings, or that we could put over our backs, when we get closer, you know what I'm saying? And then we glide on those gliders that technically, and then if we get through some kind of mist or something, we still have the, we can still navigate. You know what I'm saying? Because I would say like parachute or balloon, but again, it's going to get so wet. You're both looking at me. Dawn, I'm very impressed. And I think this is going to work. Don Dankel's already set to work doing things. Daw, you're awake again. Yeah, Don Dankel and I made the wings, and we're both birds. It's time for you to chew on this this dirt that'll make you, once again, a jackdaw. And then we'll glide down there. And I think we should rest as we glide. I'm going to cast one more spell that'll will use these actual birds. It's complicated, Daw, but you don't want to know about it. But you're actually going to, anyway, we're going to connect with other birds' minds and use their limbic systems to get down there. I just had my, so let's all rest as we glide down there, and then we'll discuss things when we get to the, when we find a place to land. Oh, Lady Witchbeard, the last thing I remember you saying was find a place to land. And now we're on a beach somewhere. And I can see far off in the distance the mist and a giant waterfall. Well, it seems like we're miles and miles away. And yeah, that's interesting. Like our horizon, we have a shortened horizon because we're down. I've never been in a place where all the horizon around us was higher than us. It's cool. Yes, Daw, it's quite beautiful. So, Don Dankel, how are you feeling? Pretty good, Lady Witchbeard. And I noticed just some of the, you know, there was like lots of observations of us while we were coming in. Some reason my mind retained that from my bird brain. Daw, go ahead and laugh. As you said, bird brain. You're bird brain, Don Dankel. I guess that makes Lady Witchbeard and I bird brains, too. Yes, Daw, we're all bird brains. And so I think, yeah, see, there's a couple of clams, giant clams, coming and watching us. Oh, and yeah, Daw, Don Dankel, there's a man coming out of the sea. Hello. I'm Lady Witchbeard. This is Don Dankel, and this is Daw. Who are you? Well, hello. I guess you could call me Wilts with just a silent M. It's interesting to see the three of you down here. It was quite creative how you glided down. And you're the first people I've seen in a long, 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 long time. Oh, were you going to say something else? I'm Daw. Nice to meet you, Wilt. Can we just call you Wilt, though? Because Wilt's, it's an extra syllable. Like, I'm kind of tired from, you know, I'm adjusting to this new place. And I was trying to think of, like, what time zone we'd be in. And then how would you calculate the time zone? It's like, then you'd also have to calculate it for the... So, never mind, because I don't want to think about that too much. What can I help you all with? What are you here for? Well, we're here for you, Wilt. Lady, I'm Lady Witchfield again. And Don Dankel and I, we were looking for you. We knew Brandy, and we'd heard the rumors. I've lived in the 13 Seas for quite a while. Well, I know Lady Witchfield. I've heard of you. And even Don Dankel, before I came down here to live. I lived in all the 13 Seas. I loved the 13 Seas. I was in the guild. Some of the rumors are true and some of them are myths. And there's probably been other women and men and people who have loved the sea before me. As you may learn, since you're going to be... it's interesting. There's never been a community who loved the sea down here. So, believe it or not, in some strange sense, this is a cyclical thing because I did replace, there was a, before me when I first got here, a woman who loved the sea, I don't want to confuse you too much with history and all those things. I'm just trying to get an idea of you're looking at me and... You're both legendary members of the 12 Seas. So did something happen? I'm up to date on some of the stuff that's happening. A little bit confusing, but I know Brandy was searching for me. And so what's happening? Did something happen up there in the 12 Seas? Well, something is happening, Wilt, and... Yeah, Brandy is behind it, but it's not just Brandy. It's things from my old world, the witch world. There's a conqueror of worlds, and they're planning on conquering the 12 seas, maybe even this 13th sea. We don't quite understand everything that's happening. I'll be honest with you, Wilt. Part of it seems to be power, money. Maybe some of it is Brandy has some displeasure with you. But we're trying to find a way to put a stop to it because they're going to gelatinize all the seas. And that'll affect a lot of the things you love. May even affect, probably would affect the water coming in here. So we probably, maybe you should come help us. Well, that's interesting, Lady Witchbeard. They just gelatinize the entire 12 or 13 seas. I don't see that as possible. I was trying to put together some of the rumors I heard. I could see them gelatinizing the surface of the sea, maybe, but not the undersea. That's just not possible. And, there's machinations, the power and those type of things are always going on. But I'm happy down here, and I have kind of a role down here that I have to, I could see the look in your eyes, what happened between I and Brandy? Why am I down here? Your eyes and Don Dankel's crossed arms tell me that you believe they could gelatinize the entire seas. I could tell you it's impossible, but you wouldn't believe me. And it probably seems selfish that I'm down here and then I'm going to stay down here. I won't be helping you. maybe think I'm withdrawing from the world or it's just sad and lonely. But this is a life I don't know. Do I miss the surface world? A little bit. Do I miss Brandy? No, I love to see. That's tough stuff to explain to all of you. So there's a part of me, I don't know. This is something special down here. And it's kind of all the best parts of the 12 Cs, but we're down here as a group. Okay, Wilt, that's interesting. So you're not going to come help us stop Brandy and the Conqueror of the Worlds, even if there's a chance it could impact you down here? Listen, I'll be honest. I don't think this is really good. I don't think any of this is going to happen anyway. I think that someone will put a stop to it. I think it's overambitious, so I don't think it's going to happen. Can I ask you another question? Do you think Brandy is so unhappy with you that that this would be just like a motivator? No, Lady Witch. Brandy's hyper-intelligent, hyper-ambitious. There's bigger things at play, yeah, but Brandy's always had big ideas and a willingness to slowly make those ideas happen. And, you know, the fact that our relationship didn't work out is tough, but I don't think that's Brandy's main motivator, is just getting back at me. Though I do probably owe a better explanation. It was just so hard to explain to someone that, I'm a man who loves it. You know what I mean, Lady Witchbeard? I think you know what I mean, because didn't you? It's a different kind of love, but you loved piracy more than what you left behind, too. Yeah, I guess the way you explain it, Wilt, is probably wrong. Like that, you didn't leave it behind. You just, it's tough. I hear what you're saying. And I respect it. I just feel like we do need you, and we need you. We need your help, and I'd like you to think about it one last time. And maybe you're just afraid to go and face Brandy and just face that uncertainty, but. Is that really, is your main motivator really just staying down here for you or for the sea? Do you really love the sea, or do you love what the sea does for you? You know what I'm saying? I do understand what you're saying, Lady Witchbeard. And, you know, you don't know, I'm not trying to, I guess I am trying, you kind of don't know everything. So that's what I would say to that. But I'm not perfect. I'm not a god. I mean, I have obtained power, so I've been down here. That's why I was able to just come out of the sea. Excuse me, sorry, Lady Witchbeard, sorry, Don Dankle. Do you have gills? It's a good question, Dawn. No, I'm amphibious. So, wow. So, wow, that's cool. Holy mackerel. What I would give to be amphibious. Well, Daw, you have to give, it takes, anyway. So that's your answer, Lady Witchbeard, is I'm not going. Well, Don Dankle and I, and Daw, you're coming with us, and you're going to help us find a way back. We're returning to the 12 Cs, even if it's impossible, and we're returning there with you. And so, Don Dankle, are you ready? Yes, Lady Witchbeard, I've never been more ready. Daw, we're going to have to take, we're going to take Wilt with us. So I'll be, just follow our leads. Oh, Lady Witchbeard, it's Don Dankle. I was ready, but now one of the giant clams seems to be pulling me into its shell. Oh, his shell's closing. Okay, so, oh, okay, well, you get, oh, Lady Witchbeard, there's waves splashing me in the face. I think Wilt's using Wilt's powers. Also, Lady Witchbeard, I noticed the sand around you's turned into a mud bog, and you seem to be lowering into that watery sand that's so quick. I am, Daw. I'm going to quickly make a breathing bubble around me. And Lady Witcher, I can't totally hear what you're saying because I'm getting splashed in the face. At least I'm only getting splashed in the face by waves. Man, oh wait, it keeps changing from cold water to warm water. Now I got to go potty. Oh, Lady Witcher, nope, now waves are crashing on me. I wish I could get to Don Danko. I tried to go to Don Danko's clam, but the waves are just too strong. Oh, boy, are they. Oh, no, I can't see where I'm going. I don't, like, it would be the worst if I fell into the mud bog, too. Yeah, hey, well, do you see, it looks like you're standing in ankle-deep water. I fell in the mud bog. Now I'm falling down. And just thinking these words, hopefully Lady Witchbeard or Don Danko can hear my thought. Oh, I just bumped in. Oh, hey, Lady Witchbeard, thanks for the air bubble. Can you hear me? I can hear you, Daw. So are you down here? Are you stuck down here? Well, Daw, we're partially stuck because I think the water is somehow under the influence of Wilt. So I was trying to come up with a plan, and then you joined me. So having two people to come up with a plan is even better than one, Daw. Did you notice anything while you were up there? Lady Witchbeard, believe it or not, I did. I'm learning from you. I noticed that Wilt was standing in the water. Like, even when Wilt couldn't come towards us directly, right? Like, Wilt was always in the water, at least a little bit. Okay, Daw, so what does that mean? What does that mean? You think that Wilt's power... Well, Lady Witcher would have a really big advantage with this because I watched so much cartoons as a kid that there was these two twins on the Super Friends. One of them had these water powers, only water powers. So my theory, though it's different, I can't remember if that was Jaina and Jax or something. I think maybe Jaina was my first love, if that was who it was. Okay, Daw, please proceed. So I think that Wilt has to be connected to the water for the magical powers or whatever just happened. Okay, Daw. But, the clam's got Don Danko, probably just, you know, hiding in the clam shell. I hope Don Danko doesn't come out without clothes on, like a Botticelli painting or something. I'm sorry, Daw. And it, not important, but, so we just have to get, I guess I could try some trickery to get, I don't know, try to play hide and seek or tag with Wilt. I don't know if that's going to work, Daw. Lee Richard, how long do these air bubbles last? We'll have to, we have a little bit of time, Daw, but not too much time. Could you make one that, an air bubble that covers all of us? Are you saying what I think you're saying, Daw? Yeah, I think I am. Like, could you do that? What if we go up together and we use the, could you do it with the mud? Could we use the air bubble with the mud? And somehow then I distract, like, I come out of the mud, though. Like, isn't that Samson? Oh, I guess you don't have those frame of reference, but like, or Adonis or somebody, like they cut their hair and then they didn't have any more powers. Okay, Daw, I understand. Okay, so now we just have to figure out how to get out of there. Well, Daw, you jumped in here. So why don't you go out and see what you can do and yeah, just do your best, and I'll be ready. Okay, Lady Witchbeard, I'm going to, can you just give me a boost? Okay, I'm coming out. Oh, I'm out of the mud. Oh, boy. Don't, please, Wilt, don't splash me anymore. You got to bring Lady Witchbeard up out of the mud. I mean, I know, like you probably figured out, she's down. You could see her bubbles coming up. And that's not, you know, that's from breathing, not from too many beans. But I think I'll say on Lady Witchbeard's half that we give up and we'll work together. How does that sound, Wilt? I just can't, I don't know if I care to trust the Lady Witchbeard. Okay, well, why are you coming? What if we play a game of tag? Like, if I tag you, would you chase me? And I probably wouldn't, dog, because that would tire me out. What if we just, we could stay in the water. I'm not trying to get you out of the water. Like, hey, are you ticklish? Oh, I am ticklish, but please don't do that. Why would you tickle me? Well, I don't know. That's like in the movies how you get people to play, like you say, okay, and then let's like tag, you're it. I'm going to go deeper in the water here. Because what if, here's the thing. I don't want Lady Witch, here, come here a little closer, Wilt. I don't want Lady Witchbeard to hear this, but I love, like, you could probably see it on my face. I love, look at me in the water. Does the water feel the same way about me as I feel about it? Duh, I could see you love the water very much. I could see it, yeah, I could see you having a real, water likes you, it does. I mean, it's not quite that conscious, but yeah, you love the water, huh? What's happening? You're stuck in an air bubble now, and there's no water in there. Here, I'm gonna push you out of the water too. Just to be, you're not. What have you done, Daw? As the Lady Witchbeard, she's over there, standing there. Can you let Don Dankle out of the clam, please? Oh, the clam's just opening up because you're sealed off from the water. So you got no pot. That's like, this is straight from a movie. Okay, so yeah, that's well, the good job, Daw. Hey, Don Dankle. So, Daw, we should be honest with you. Don Dankle and I, we never had the intention of getting Wilt's help. We were going to use Wilt as a bargaining chip and take Wilt back with us and figure out who we should deal with, Brandir the Conqueror. To prevent the ceiling, you know, to change the tide. Oh, so you didn't tell me because I'm not good at keeping secrets, huh? Well, I just didn't know if you'd feel comfortable with it, Daw. But, well, I think you should know it now, too, because now you've kind of helped us understand that probably won't work. In some part of you must know that what you're going to do won't work either. You can't isolate yourself from things, so we're not going to lower the bubble or anything. So I think the four of us should work together now and find a way to come up with a plan so that we can put a stop to this, what's happening up there, and find a way out of here. What do you think, Wilt? So basically, you're giving me a choice. You're helping me. I know, Lady Witchbeard, and you don't have to let me out of my bubble now. Eventually, you probably will. I know part of me knew it was wrong, and I didn't really know everything that you're saying, and part of me does feel like you could be right, that the whole sea could be destroyed. And I just didn't, like, so you're right, and you don't have to trust me right now. And if I have the choice between being a bargaining chip or being an active participant in saving the seas that I love, not just one sea, but all seas, I kind of saw things through Daw's eyes, too. So, yeah, let's work together. Let's rest, and then work together. Does that sound good? It sounds great. Don Danko, what do you think? Yeah, I think we should just lie down and get some rest, and come up with a plan and slowly build trust once, you know, maybe once we're out of the, we got to figure out a way to do the impossible, but we'll figure it out between the four of us, I think. Yeah, thanks, Don Dankel. Thanks, Daw. Thanks, Wilt. We'll figure this out. Well, go ahead, Wilt. Yeah, there's even more stuff that I didn't tell you, but, you know, we do have to figure out to do the impossible because I don't know how to get out here. I wasn't keeping that. I wasn't faking that part either. So that's kind of also part of my thing was trying to get you the three to relent. But you're probably right that we could do it if we set our minds to it. But I'm so sleepy now that I'll rest with all of you in my bubble of air. You know, I can breathe through my lungs or my skin, which is nice. Good night. Good night. Good night, everybody. And we'll be on our adventure again soon. I heard I want to thank everybody that reviewed the show on Apple Podcasts recently. And all the different age ranges people that review the show and benefit from it. This is from Magsy Pie, 55 in Australia, better rested. Thanks to Scoots, off the charts stuff, dealing with diagnosis, is 52 years old, and a lot of other stuff on top of 20 and 2021, and I couldn't sleep. I found the podcast, gave it a go, thought it was weird, but I was desperate enough to give it a couple more goes. And now I'm hooked, and I can't believe ever getting through the deep, dark night without Scooter's snoozy voice leading me into summer. I'm a single mom with not much outside support, and this has been something that feels very inclusive and supportive. I have a teenager who also is dealing with stuff and has learned to lean into Scooter's soothing, kind voice rambling through a funny stream of consciousness and sleeping much better, too. And I'm grateful. Thank you. Easy 007 from the UK. I first found the podcast maybe 5 years ago when going through a difficult time. Even before that, I had struggled with sleep. Now it's an important pillar in my overall sleep strategy, and what a difference it makes. Thanks to Easy 007. DJ says it actually worked. I had some doubts about falling asleep to a podcast, but I knew I'd be nodding off before a story. Going to listen to it. Love it. Thank you. And Nola Banky says it metaphorically drowns out those Caspers, physically, metaphorically and literally. And I live in a house in New Orleans, so that's what I mean. Caspers are there. Axolot named Darren says, thanks, I have separation anxiety, and this helps me sleep. Just wanted to say thank you. Ecaline 13 says that you can count on Scooter. Helps me sleep. Sometimes takes a while. Been listening to get me through the deep, dark night since 2016. Love the recipe. Star Trek TNG. Thanks so much. And Gray Fox Fox 2 says, I'm 9 years old, kid. My mom was listening, and I wanted to give it a try. I love it so much. I have ADHD. I have trouble sleeping, and I'm loving it so much. From the first time I tried it, my mom said it'll keep you awake, but I tried it, and so I could listen, and I loved it so much. Thanks for my sleep scooter. I don't know how it works, but it does work, and it calms me down. Oshtha from Australia says, helpful. Your voice definitely takes some getting used to, but the chatter and monotone helped me sleep, so thank you. So thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Sleeping exists because we will support the show directly by buying a membership on Patreon or support the sponsors. And we grow as podcasts by people spreading the word, writing reviews, or just letting people know about it, or joining our referral program that I'll talk about here for a second. Thanks and good night. All right, everybody. It is time to talk about the mattress I sleep in nightly. And tonight's sponsor, Helix. Helix Sleep. Take that quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. And oh, how do I love my Helix. And not only do I love my Helix, my family members love their Helix. I just stayed at a family member's house, and I saw my nephew Daniel had a Helix. I believe his parents have a Helix Sleep too. So it's just so refreshing to know that I'm not the only one enjoying sleeping on mine. But each one of us is different, right? And that's why Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection. There's mattresses for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you know which mattress is going to be best for you, the way you sleep, and your body is to take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows you want to get to know your mattress, right? And you get to sleep on it in your own home. They offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. And since everybody's unique and everyone sleeps differently, Helix has different mattress models to choose from, designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam for pressure relief if you sleep on your side, responsive foam to cradle your body if you're a stomach or back sleeper. And way back when I took that Helix sleep quiz, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. You know, I sleep on my stomach. I sleep on my side. I like to be cool. I love this mattress. Anytime I travel, I'm counting the days to get home and get in my Helix bed. And Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. Thanks, everybody.